Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 43, about the story of Joseph when he saw his brothers. And Joseph came to the house, and they brought him to the present which they had in their hand, and bowed themselves down to the earth. And he asked them to their peace, and they said, "Peace with the father, the old of whom you talk. Is he still living?" And they said, "There is peace to thy servant, our father. He is yet alive." And they bent themselves and bowed themselves down. And he lifted up his eyes and saw Benjamin, his brother, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother, of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his compassions did yearn toward his brother, and he sought to weep. And he came to the bedchamber and wept there. And he bathed his face and went out, and he held himself back and said, "Set on bread." And they set it on for him alone and for them alone and for the Egyptians who did not eat with them alone, because the Egyptians cannot eat bread with the Hebrews. And they set before him the firstborn to his birthright, to the youngest being the youngest. The men were amazed, everyone at his companion. We also read from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. The 20th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. "For the kingdom of the heavens is like a man, a lord of a house, who went out at daybreak to hire workers to his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius a day, he sent them to his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and said to them, 'Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever is just, I will give you.' And they departed. Again going out the sixth and the ninth hour, he did likewise. And going out about the 11th hour, he found others standing idle, and he says to them, 'Why do you stand here all the day idle?' And they say to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' And he says to them, 'Go you into the vineyard, and whatever is just you shall receive.' And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard says to his steward, 'Call the workers and pay them the hire, beginning from the last to the first.' And when they came to who he had hired for the 11th hour, they received each a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed they should receive more. And they likewise received each one a denarius. And receiving, they murmured against the lord of the house, saying, 'These last have worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat.' But he answering said to one of them, 'Fellow, do I treat thee unjustly? Did thou not agree with me for a denarius?'" We also read from the Apocalypse Explained concerning the meaning of this parable. "By these hours in the world are meant times, but in heaven states of life, because there are no hours in heaven. As times, they are not measurable, and divided into days and these into hours, as in the world. Therefore, instead of these, they perceive the states of life of those who die, whether old, young, youths, or children, who have alike procured themselves spiritual life. To labor in the vineyard denotes the procuring of spiritual life by means of knowledges of good and truth from the word applied to the uses of life. A vineyard in the word signifies the spiritual church and spiritual life pertaining to man. By the third, the sixth, and the ninth hour, similar states of life are meant. For all numbers in the word have meaning, and those numbers have a similar meaning. 3 means a full state, and what is complete even to the end. The like is signified by 6 and 9. But the number 11 signifies a state not yet full, but yet a state of reception, such as that of well-disposed children and infants. The 12th hour, up to which they all labor, signifies the truths and goods in their fullness." We read also in the Arcana Celestia 997, "With regard to use, those who are in charity, that is, in love to the neighbor, from which is the delight and pleasure that is alive, they pay no regard to the enjoyment of pleasures except on account of the use. For there is no charity apart from the works of charity. It is in its practice or use that charity consists. For he who loves the neighbor as himself perceives no delight in charity except in its exercise or in use, and therefore a life of charity is a life of uses. Such is the life of the whole heaven. For the kingdom of the Lord, because it is a kingdom of mutual love, is a kingdom of uses. Consequently, the angels have happiness from the Lord according to the essence and quality of their use. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.